U.S. attorney, Canadian indicted after 20 years of voting illegally in North Carolina. By Lowell Coffey Law on August 31, 2025. A North Carolina grand jury this week indicted a Canadian citizen for registering and voting in the United States 2022 and 2024 elections, ending a long run of illegal voting that goes back two decades, prosecutors say. The charges are federal felonies that carry prison terms upon conviction. According to the indictment cited by the U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of North Carolina, Dennis Bouchard, 69, a resident in the Wilmington area, falsely claimed to be a United States citizen eligible to vote in federal elections. The 2022 and 2024 elections in the federal indictment were allegedly the most recent violations in a long string of illegal voting by Bouchard in Hanover and Pender County elections for the past 20 years, prosecutors said. Every single time a non-citizen casts an illegal vote in North Carolina, it steals and nullifies the vote of an actual citizen, said U.S. Attorney Alice Boyle in a statement released by his office for the Eastern District of North Carolina. If the records are correct, this Canadian citizen appears to have voted in New Hanover and Pender County elections over the past 20 years. We intend to prove his illegal conduct in court and put an end to it. James C. Barnicle Jr., the FBI special agent in charge in North Carolina, added, "Every American deserves to exercise their right to vote without interference in the democratic process. We appreciate the North Carolina Board of Elections' partnership and commitment to working together to ensure fair elections in our state." Bouchard, prosecutors said, has resided in the United States since the 1960s, coming to the U.S. as a child, but never obtained U.S. citizenship. He is charged with four counts of making false statements and violating federal election law. If convicted, prosecutors said, he faces a maximum penalty of 5 years imprisonment on each count. When asked why Bouchard was not charged with older violations, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office said some federal felonies have 5-year statutes of limitations. Contributor Lowell Coffey is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCoffield.com for more.